Hi guys, so it's been a while since I have did a podcast. It's been a while since I talked to you guys. I've had a lot going on in my personal life and professional life and all kinds of stuff, and I've wanted to record for a while and I just haven't. When I go to record, I just delete what I record and don't even post it because I'm not even sure at that time I was ready to really open up and tell you guys what was really going on with me, just because I was scared and I didn't know, like, what was next, what was going to happen, what were you guys going to think. So here I am at 11 o'clock at night doing this podcast because I finally was like, you know what, I want to talk to them and let them know where I've been and what's been going on. So, I don't know. But the first thing I want to say is that my mental health has not been great. I've been having a lot of breakdowns, a lot of mood swings, a lot of on edge, anger, crying, and just, it's been a mess. So, of course, as you guys know, I went back to see my therapist. I've been seeing her like once a month, every 2 weeks or whatever. And she suggested that I see a psychiatrist to get medication management. Let me tell you, it is so hard in my area, to find a psychiatrist to take meds management. Like, I called around to so many places today, and everyone's like, oh, we don't do that, or it's crazy. Or they're not taking patients because of the virus, and so, which is understandable because everybody's trying to stay low-key because of the virus. Even I'm trying to stay low-key. But I'm like, what? So I found two places that do medication management close to my area. One is further out in the city. One's closer to my house. So I'll probably just go with one of those because one of the places said they can get me in next week. And the other place, I don't know when they can get me in. So whoever calls me back first and just gives me the best deal, that's who I'm going to go with. So I just need to hurry up and get in because I want to get a psyche eval done to see what's going on with me mentally and all that stuff. But really, with this virus going on, I hope you all are being safe. I literally have been working from home. I mean, not everybody has that luxury, but if you can work from home and stay in the house, bond with your family, then that's just great. And I've heard some people are losing their jobs, which I feel really bad for. Some people are, like, you know, not getting paid for right now. So it kind of sucks. But, you know, my job is just like, if you want to work from home, you can. So I just chose to work from home. And being honest, so where I work at a counseling office. And we have like 6 or 7 locations. And the location I was at, you know, I know y'all going to say, some of you might be like, why is she bringing up racism? But let me be honest with you. I was the only black girl at my job. And I just felt like they didn't want me there. So they were always talking about me behind my back and acting like I didn't know what I was doing. And just, it was just so much fake. So much fake. And I just got tired of it. I was like, I don't want to work in an environment like this because I never did anything to any of those people. I just did my job and I went home. And clearly they did. I don't know what the only thing I can think of, like I said, is because I'm black, because there was no one else there that was black besides me. And I just felt like they didn't want me there. So, and then I got sick one day and called out of work, and I came back to work and they act like I had the coronavirus or whatever. And I'm like, I don't have the virus. All I have is bronchitis. I was spitting up a little bit of cold. Had a little bit of fever. I wasn't feeling well. But I didn't have a virus. I went, you know, I got checked out. I was fine. But they freaked out and like, oh, why are you back at work? So I was just like, whatever. So then my boss was like, well, why don't you just work from home just as a precaution? So I'm doing that now. But I just told my boss, like, I don't even want to go back to work at that location. Like, can I just stay work from home? I don't want to be around those people. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. So basically, well, anyway, I was only there temporarily because I decided to take a new position in the office, and that position was closer to my home. So I was only going to be at this other location temporarily until my office got set up. So I finally got word that my office is set up and I can move to my new location. But with the virus going on, my boss is like telling everybody, let's just slow down. We're going to wait before we do anything because a lot of people are working from home. So basically, that's the story with that. It really bothers me. And when I talk about it, I'm so pissed because I feel like I just hate when people, especially grown adults, don't know how to just treat people like crap for no reason. I feel like the whole time I was there, I was treated like trash. And I don't know what else to say about that. And I hope no one gets offended by that, but it's how I feel. And It was hurtful, but I'm just glad I'm out of that situation now. I don't have to ever see those people again unless I'm at some kind of meeting, which I hope we don't even have to have anytime soon. And I probably will give them a fake hi, and that'll be it. But I clean my whole desk out, so I don't even have to go back to that location for anything. I just go straight to my new location and be good, because I don't have time for that drama. Anyway, enough. I don't even want to give them people my energy. They don't deserve it. But anyway, so, as you guys know, I broke up with my boyfriend, and that was, 2 years of dating. That's been a struggle. It's been a healing process. I've been crying a lot. I even broke down and cried in my therapy session because we was talking about him, and I just don't know what to think, And, like I said, I will always have love for him, but I don't want him back. There's no feelings there anymore. We just wanted two different things. We were on two different pages, and that was that. And I even, I told my therapist, it was what it was, and we had a great 2 years, but he wasn't the love of my life. I loved him. I cared about him, clearly, but we weren't each other's love of our lives, and we were never going to get married, and I'm on a podcast. So, I don't know. So, like I was saying, guys, oh, my God, this is why I should record during the day. Because my record at night, everyone walks in my room and I can't really talk how I want to. But anyway, like I was saying, we weren't the love of each other's lives. It was not going to work. And we were just two different people. We haven't spoke since the breakup. But on my side, there's no hard feelings. It's just, it is what it is. And no, I don't want him back. Yeah, I'm grieving the loss of him, but it's more so just the loss of we're broken up, but not, I want him back and all that stuff. So no, I'm good off that. I wish him the best and hope the best for him and hope he meets the girl that he's supposed to be with, but it just wasn't me. So yeah. But that was one reason I stepped away, because I was like, I need to take a break and just focus on trying to heal myself and all that stuff. But yeah, I've just been working from home. Well, I just started working from home yesterday. It's been okay, but I get bored in the house, guys. It's boring when you work from home, and yeah. So I get easily bored. It's been okay, though. It's had its ups and downs, even though it's only been 2 days. It's just been you just want to pull your hair out because you get bored because you're in the house. I'm like, no. But whatever. I have to get used to that because this is going to be my office until I can go back to work. But, I don't know, guys. So I do kind of want to tell you guys something. So let's pray that this is a no judgment zone, because of course you guys are my people and I love you all, and I want to keep you posted on everything that's going on with me. Like I said, I'm always going to tell you guys and be real with you guys and tell you everything, because that's what we're here for. I'm here to help people, and people are here to help me, hopefully. So anyway, I kind of met this guy. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. Didn't you just get out of a bad relationship? And why are you moving on so fast? Okay, let's put a stop sign. Stop! Right there. Screech! Right there. Because I'm not in a relationship with this person, but I do like them a little bit. Well, no, a lot. But, I'm just trying to take my time. It's like, with everything that I, kind of dealt with, I'm just really, why do my door doesn't close? Okay, guys, now we can talk. I just don't want everybody in my conversation, but like I was saying, with that whole situation, he's a really sweet guy. He's nice. He knows I just got out of a relationship. He's not trying to rush into anything, neither am I. But I do like him. I won't sit here and lie and say, I don't like him. I do like him, but I'm just taking my time. He's a sweetheart, He's really nice or whatever, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know what the future holds. I mean, I like him, but I'm not rushing. Like, he knows, like I said, I just got out of a bad situation, and he knows that, and he's just really sweet, though. We just want to kind of, like, texting and talking on the phone, and of course, we haven't, like, been hanging out like that because the virus, so everybody's, like, not really hanging out, so I want to hang out with him more to see if we vibe, but we haven't really got a chance to hang out as much as I would like because the virus, and he works, I work, and whatever. So basically, it's nothing but, I guess, a growing friendship right now. I don't know what's gonna come out of it. I'm kind of not ready to, like, be in something serious again. I don't know. Like, I don't know, guys, but he's sweet, though. He's really, really sweet, and he's really nice, and he doesn't judge me. Like, he's just really, you know, a sweet guy. So, I don't know. I can't say much about it besides, like, I just, we connect in a sense, but I just don't know what's going to happen with that whole situation between him and I. Like, tonight it was weird because I'll say this. Me and him, literally, we text all day, every day, and we FaceTime or whatever, talk on the phone. So today was weird because we talked all morning and half the day. And then tonight, I haven't heard from him at all. And I'm thinking, like, is he in a car accident? Did he, like, I hate to say, did he die? But, like, where is he? I didn't get no text. I haven't got no phone call, like, FaceTime, nothing. So we haven't talked at all. And a part of me was like, oh, this is why I don't even want to like nobody, because now I'm sitting here wondering, you know, you start to like somebody, you look at your phone, did he text me, did he call me, and then you don't see it all day, and then, well, half the rest of the night, and you're like, oh, they texting somebody else. That's what I was thinking, and I was like, but I didn't like feeling like that, because I don't want to be like that towards him, just because that's when you start to really catch feelings, because you're, like, getting mad at them for not texting or calling you. Like, I'm not ready to be doing all that with somebody, because that's just too much for me, you know? Like, he's not my man yet. We're just two people who like each other and are just trying to vibe on a friendship level and figure out what's next. But, I mean, he didn't text me, and I was just like, okay, really? He's not going to pick up that phone? But, yeah, I did text him, and I said goodnight. But, of course, he didn't respond. So, I was just like, whatever. I'm like, I'm not chasing behind him. I'm at this place in my life where it's like, just for future reference and for me, it's like, I am not chasing anybody. If I don't hear from you, I don't hear from you. Like, I did reach out and say goodnight, whatever. You know, if tomorrow I don't hear from him, then it is what it is. I'm just in the space, like, I don't want to chase behind people. I don't want to chase friendships or any whatever, ships or whatever, that I'm just not chasing nobody. Like, it is what it is, you know? It's like, if you leave my life, you leave my life. I'm not chasing you. I'm not going to cry over you. I'm just going to say peace and block you, delete you, and we move on. That's where I'm at with people in my life. Like, I'm not in a space of where I used to be, where if someone left my life, I want to chase behind them or be like, oh, you got to come back. What did I do? Let me fix it. I'm like, I'm not trying to fix anything with anybody at this point in my life. I'm just like, you know, people are too old to not know what they do. I feel like you know what you did. Don't play victim. So if you do something and I cut you off, don't kind of be like, why didn't you tell me what I did? It's like, come on now, you pretty much should have known what you did. Like, come on. We're too old to be explaining ourselves to people about why we cut them off. I just don't want to do that. I recently had to cut somebody off in my life, you know, and I didn't even shed a tear about it. I didn't think twice about it. I just blocked them in my phone, deleted them, and moved on. Haven't spoke since, and I could care less. You know, that's where I'm at. So it's the same thing for this guy. Like, yes, he's sweet. Yes, he's nice and blah, 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 but if at any moment I feel like he's messing up my inner peace, or any moment I feel like he's just being shady or anything, I'm going to block him, delete him, and wish him well. Like, I don't have time for that right now. I just don't. I'm not going to sit here and nurture friendships or relationships that don't grow or whatever. You know what I mean? So that's just where I'm at. I don't know. I guess it's probably not.
You're dragons.
So, I don't know. But, I don't know. Oh my God, guys, I'm sorry. If you heard that loud noise, that was my daughter and my mom. They said they're dragons, so they're playing in the house. Oh, sorry, guys. But anyway, just ignore that. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm not in that space of trying to fix things that are just broken at this point in my life. So this could be anybody. I'm just not doing it. So like I said, if, you know, any little thing can get you cut off from me at this point in my life. I'm not nurturing anything. It's just, it is what it is. So like I said, anyway, catching myself like that tonight, I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, he can do him and I'm gonna do me, and it is what it is. I'm not, I can't do it. But anyway, moving on from that situation, and I'll keep you guys posted on that too. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know, guys. I just been super stressed, super sad, just trying to figure life out, and just been in the house, haven't been doing anything since this virus came, because you can't do much. The grocery stores are tore up. I went grocery shopping with my daughter, I think, was it Sunday? I want to say we went Sunday or Monday, probably Monday, and we literally went in the grocery store for like 2 hours, and I got a whole bunch of food. People had tore the grocery store up. Walmart looked a mess. I'm saying, like, people tore all the food up. People tore all the wipes up. And shame on you people out in the world who are taking wipes from kids with babies. Like, that's just truly disgusting. Like, you have the nerve as a grown adult. I understand you're scared and you want something to sanitize your body or your house. But come on. Taking wipes from parents that actually have, like, newborn babies or toddlers is freaking ridiculous. Like, what is wrong with people? I mean, people are acting nuts. But anyway, you know, it's just, I don't know. At this point, I feel like for me, it's just like, yeah, it is scary, but you don't want to live in fear every day either. You still want to live your life. And not only that, you just need to pray about it and put it in God's hands. For the people that do believe in God anyway, you know, because I know I'm a believer, but not everybody is into religion like that. But if you are, put your faith in him and just relax. I mean, I seen a girl on Twitter post that she had an anxiety attack about the virus. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I sympathize with her to a sense. But then I was kind of like, you know, how do I say this without coming off like I'm being a meanie? Because I don't want to be mean. But I was just thinking, like, it's not that deep. I understand you're scared. Everybody's scared. No one wants to die. Everyone's taking precautions. We're doing the best we can. And it's a scary situation for everybody. But it shouldn't get anybody to that point of wanting to have a panic attack. You know, you need to pray about it. Relax. Do what the people are telling you to do. Stay in the house. Do what you got to do. Take care of yourself. Because if you are not good, like I always tell you guys, then you can't take care of anybody else. Got to take care of you first. That's the only thing we can do in this, at this time. Like, we can't do anything else other than take care of ourselves and make sure our families is straight. You know, that's all we can do. So try not to worry. I know it's a lot going on in the world, guys. Everybody's stressed. Everybody's scared. But it'll get better, guys. Trust and believe and just relax. Do what you're supposed to be doing, and it's going to be better. It's going to blow over. It's going to, it probably take time. Could be 3 or 4 months down the road before it blows over. But the point is, you know, sometimes we just can't worry about things that that's out of our control, in a sense. You know, we got to give it to God. We got to let it manifest and do what it's going to do, and just have faith that it'll get better, you know. But to all the people that have lost their lives, to those families, my heart goes out to you guys, because I know it's a trying time. But also, I do want to say this. If you know you tested for the virus, please don't go in public. My mom told me this story that at her job, she works at a bank, and at one of the locations, some man just got tested positive for the virus, and comes into the bank, and they had to shut the whole bank down and kick him out. I'm like, you knew you just went to the doctor and got tested for a virus. Why in the heck would you come into a bank and infect other people? Like, what is wrong with you? That's totally idiotic thinking. Come on now. You're really going to infect other people. Are you serious right now? That was just the stupidest thing. And then it's crazy because he had 2 people in the car with him. So I'm thinking now they're going to be infected and infect other people in their households. Like, this is why we can't stop the spread of the virus, because nobody's listening to what they're supposed to do. Stay in the house. I know everybody can't stay home. Some people have bills to pay, and I get it. But if you can stay home and you have that luxury like me, where you can work at home or your job is going to pay you, then stay home. Please do. Don't go out unless it's really some dire emergency. Literally, dire emergency. Like, I know you got to go to the grocery store because you need food. But other than that, go home. Like, just come on now. We got to use common sense too. But anyway, guys, I don't know what else to update you guys on. But if I think of anything else, I definitely will do another podcast sometime this week. But I'm going to end this, guys, because it's getting late. And I'm just going to take my thoughts to bed with me. I don't know what's next. So let me go to bed, though, because it's 11:39 and my daughter needs to get into bed. I need to get into bed. I need to stop thinking about the stuff that I'm thinking about and just get some rest. All right. Peace and love, guys. Enjoy your week.